to Woodburn Corner, the West Bromwich Albion podcast that wouldn't mind earning £433 a second like Daniel Sturridge's. So I keep promising every week that we're not going to go over the mess that is the Albion team at present. We kind of are today, but with a different slant. I'm sat here with a fellow West Bromwich Albion fan, Kieran Doody. Kieran, how are you doing?
Very well, thanks, Graham. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, I have to consume the Albion, which is pretty grim. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, I've just given up now. It's just complete apathy. It's looking forward to next season.
So I think that's probably like similar to that aligns to the premise of what today is. So today we're going to go through the squad as it is now. Me and Kieran are going to chat through whether or not we would keep or sell some of the players that are there. There probably needs to be a caveat put at the start of this that I think quite a lot of our players, I mean, there's already been reports of Ben Foster among them, as it happens, of players that that will be going and so on. And I think a lot of them are on 50% flex days, as he suggested, which is going to mean a lot of players are going to kind of want to go. But I think what we're going to look at is, I guess, whether or not anyone will be useful for us in the Championship. Is that your consideration?
Yeah, I think we've got a fair few that we should try and keep hold of.
So I think what we'll do is, should we go through? We'll go through in number order. So starting with number one and so on, and we'll see how it goes. So Ben Foster, Kieran, are you keeping Ben Foster?
Yes, definitely. He's to be honest, he's still Premier League quality, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I do think there's going to be people sniffing around him, but he said himself, it's a club for the first time where he feels he's at home.
Yes.
So I think we've got a chance of keeping him.
I'd agree.
You're not going to get a keeper of a better quality.
No, I mean, I think he's an exceptional keeper. He's obviously one of the leaders of the dressing room, which used to be considered a good thing and not isn't necessarily now. But no, I'd absolutely agree. I think Ben Foster's the best keeper I've seen in an Albion shirt, and he's probably the best keeper that's worn an Albion shirt. So yeah, however long we can keep him would be a good thing. So number two, I'm saying we should keep Alan Nyham, but I don't think he should start. So I'm going to say a similar thing probably later on about James McLean. But a lot of these things depend on what they earn. What I'd say about Alan Nyham is he probably is a passable Championship fullback. We don't need passable Championship players. We need really good Championship players. But I think he justifies his place in the squad by virtue of being able to play both fullback positions. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's important really because we're going to struggle for fullbacks next season. Really.
Yeah.
If Gibbs is expected to go.
Exactly.
So I do think you just need someone that can slot in both sides. And to be honest, he's not the worst, is he? He's all
no,
right.
I don't think so. He's got an engine. He's far no ball's awful. But
I think that's what it is, the quality he's lacking.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's got enough about him to do a job.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think there's a bit of a downer on him at the moment, but I do think if he's given a task, and that task is, get through 10 kilometres of running in 90 minutes, he'll probably do it.
Yeah.
So number three, I mean, I think Kieran Gibbs is the best player in the Albion squad. What are you saying about Kieran Gibbs?
Well, you do what you can to keep him, but it's not going to happen, is it, realistically?
Yeah. So this is one of those things with a caveat. I mean, Gibbs, I'd go further to say he's too good to come down the road. I almost feel sorry for the lad if he's saying this, but he's too good.
He's too good for us now. Never mind.
Yes, he's certainly a top 10 Premier League fullback. So yeah, I'd definitely keep him, but I think we've both written down he'll go. On the other hand, regular listeners to Woodman Pop Corner will be unsurprised to know that I've got Hal Robson-Kanu down a sell. I don't see any value in him. I think he's actually got less value in the Championship. I think actually he's overperformed at the Albion. We just should never have signed him. But his value has been in games where we've not had much of the ball and he's held it up and occupied space, that sort of thing. When we go down and we'll be expected to win games, I think he's going to be of less use to us.
I think if you look at how we bought him in the first place, he was surplus to requirements at Reading.
Yes.
And if you look at what they've done since, it's obvious that he hasn't got the quality there. He'll work hard. He's made a career off the goal for Wales, hasn't he, really?
Yeah, I think so. Also being able to occupy several positions. He can notionally play in two up front alone and wide in of eight, of a three or five, whatever. But actually, the old contestant isn't playing even that well.
He's not great. To be honest, maybe if you're struggling for numbers, you keep hold of him, but if you're really serious about pushing for promotion, he's not the bloke you want leading the line.
It's probably going to be difficult to sell, I wonder. So number five, Claudio Jakob, what you got?
See, I'm torn on this because for years I've argued with Albion fans that I just don't rate him at all. He's the main argument for Jakob is how well he'll win the ball back and he'll be at midfielder's feet. But the problem with that is he's nine times out of ten he's the one that's give it away in the first place.
Yeah.
So I just don't see the value in having him play. But having said that, when you're in the Championship, he is the perfect midfielder, isn't he? Really, he's going to do a job. But I haven't got that love for him that the Albion fans seem to have.
So what are you? Are you a keeper or a sell?
I'd have to say keep for now. But, you know...
Well, it's funny, because I quite like Claudio Jakob, certainly more than you do. And yeah, I've got him down as sell. So I think several things about him. I mean, firstly, he's a very kind of tactical player. So it's a question of whether or not he fits in. Well, I mean, in that he can only run about, I don't know, probably about 6K a match. So it's not like he can't really play in a middle two, as we've learned to our cost. So realistically, you have to play him in a behind four midfielders, really. You have to play in a kind of a midfield five. From the off, they have to play that way.
Yeah.
He's a sitting midfielder. He's not a box-to-box midfielder like Jake Livermore and that sort of thing. So it depends on whether or not the next manager, please there be a next manager, wants to play that kind of game. But I would say he's limited in his range. You know, we talked about Robson Kono can play three different positions. Jakob can emphatically play one position in one kind of lineup. So I'd probably sell. I think he's 40 grand a week. We don't need to be paying in the Championship, I'd say. So I think we're both going to have the same caveat for this next one. Number six, Johnny Evans. So, I mean, let's briefly say I would keep Johnny Evans, but it's academic because he's going for £3 million.
Of course you'd try and keep him, but, you know, he's getting on now. He's going to want to try and at least... He will have the opportunity to play European football again, I think. And he's, you know, why would he stay with Albion?
Yes, yeah, I think so. I think it's as simple as that. They're going to need to find something else. Go on then, number seven, James Morrison. What do you do?
You keep him. You've got to. I think he's the most natural number 10 we've got that can play behind the front man. When he's fit, obviously. I think the issue is, you know, he did us a favour in signing the contract extension in the first place. There's people that are after him, especially in Scotland. I think it was Rangers, wasn't it, last time? So, I just think he's just a great... He gives you something that we haven't got. We've spent all this money on midfielders, but if you're looking for a natural man to sit behind the front and just feed balls in, even have a shot himself... James Morrison is your man, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm probably inclined to agree. I've actually written keep and sell and scribbled both out. My thing with Morrison, I don't know if this is it. I don't know, you know, long injuries late into your career is a thing. And but I mean, I think I'm concerned about major upheaval. Funny enough, the kind of nature of this, I'm concerned about the level of upheaval for Albion. And I think, relatively speaking, when you can keep players that haven't underperformed, knowing we've got a lot that have, you probably should. So I think you're right. I think I would probably say probably this one we should keep. We might disagree on the next one. I would also keep Jake Livermore. I think Jake Livermore, I think he's got more to show at Albion, and I think he's potentially more of a kind of a Championship player. I would also say I don't think we will, because I think there'll be enough. I think he's probably got a flex down, and I think there'll be enough Premier League interest that he'll probably leave. He'll probably also quite like the idea of going back to London, but I would probably keep him on the basis that I'm getting rid of Jakob, and you're also going to, I think, lose Barry and Krakowiak. So to have any degree of continuity whatsoever in that midfield, he'd have to stay. What do you think?
I think less continuity, more numbers, really. I think you have to keep him, really, because of how much we're going to lose in that midfield. But, you know, he hasn't done a lot for me in an Albion shirt.
No?
Especially since he got the England call-up. He seems to have just gone backwards.
He's probably best game for his first one.
Yeah, it's 50% effort, isn't it? Pretty much every time he's played. And if he's going to do that in a Championship, it's not worth playing him because he'll just get everyone.
Yeah, I'd agree. He's coming back with midfielders to how much you run, but I tend to think that, you know, he needs to be getting 10 kilometres a game kind of thing, really, because it's not like he's not great on the ball. You know,
I just don't really see what he brings to the game.
Well, I'll be honest, neither do I.
I try my best to see it, but...
No, I think it's funny how every now and then they'll play him kind of as the front of a midfield three, and I think, what is he expecting him to do?
Why would you play him there? If you're going to play him anywhere as a holder, but...
Well, I think his value, it's interesting you said that, his value is in how much ground he covers, but I think...
Yeah.
So like I said, I don't think he'll stay, but I probably would keep him. Go on, what would you do with Rondon?
See, Rondon's hard, because everything about Rondon is Premier League quality, apart from the fact he doesn't score goals, but... It doesn't matter what league you're in. If you're a striker and you don't score goals, you're not good enough to play.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, I'd probably cut our losses with Rondon and just go again. Because everyone says, you know, Championship, he'll have more chances and stuff. But if you look at the chances that he's missing, they're like headers 3 yards out. You're going to get them in the Championship. And if you can't finish them, you're pointless. What's the point?
Yeah. There's an additional complexity with Rondon, which is that he could obscurely go for a...
quite a lot of money, you know, with China and so on. He's going to want to go. I think probably exactly what you think, really. It's plausible that you could go again and it'd be a worthwhile gamble. But, I mean, we've seen enough of him to know he's not a goal scorer. Mm. Again, a lot of it would line up tactically, but I've got Dan Sell. I just think that's kind of pragmatic.
It's a shame, really, because what he does for the team up front is brilliant. Like, it's just you can't keep basing your team around a forward that can't score. It's a waste of time.
It's another,
as we've seen this season.
It's another player, I would say, like Robson Kanu as well, that has his best games where we're probably not going to score. You know, I mean, he was superb in that 0-0 draw away at Liverpool. He's probably about the best performance in Albert
Everton as well. He's great at Everton.
Yeah, but you don't want a striker that plays well in games where they're not going to score. You want a striker that, you know, that scores five when you beat Wigan 9-0, that kind of thing. All right, so Matt Phillips, number 10. I've got him down as keep. I mean, he's the consummate kind of confidence player. But I think, again, for the sake of kind of midfield, he's done nothing to stay this year, really. But I think for the sake of midfield continuity and the fact that he's probably exactly the sort of player, if were you to sell him, that you'd be looking to buy in the Championship, they'll probably keep him. I think a lot of our midfielders, as a result of the kind of Pulis legacy, a very straight line. You know, Phillips, Burke, McLean, they're all very, very, very similar. It's all kind of run up, you know, run up, slinging across or with a throw-in or something. Yeah. But I'd keep him, how about you?
Yeah, definitely. I think he's, the way he gets beyond full-backs, you just need that, don't you, in the Championship. If you look at the way people are playing, a lot of them are playing with width, and it's ironic, really, because Pulis has brought these players in, and a lot of them are perfect for when we're in the Championship. So
yeah,
it's it's kind of, we're working a year in advance, but I do think you can't let him go.
Nah,
I'd miss him too much.
So number 11, the one player we're allowed to like. What would you do with Chris Brunt?
It's not even up for question, is it? You've got to keep it. His left foot's irreplaceable. Yeah. It doesn't matter what you do. He's not a player that needs to take someone on, because he can just whip the ball around him, and he can play left back, which is a position we're going to need filling next year.
Yeah.
If Gibbs goes, which he's played there for Northern Ireland quite well as well over the last 18 months, is it? So I just think it's a sad day when he has to retire, because he's irreplaceable for me.
Funnily enough, though, you come to the point that I'd ask about it, is that in the Championship, let's say we're hoping to get a lot more possession than we do now, where do you play a Chris Brunt? Would you have any concerns about playing him in a, you know, let's say we're playing a 4-2-3-1? Does he justify one of those three spots? Can you have one of those three spots as someone who can't go beyond?
I think he can. The thing with Brunt is, he's not, because his delivery and the way he shifts the ball around the pitch is that good, he can really play in the middle as well if you want.
Yeah.
Maybe not as a holding, because, you know, he's not great at winning the ball back.
Have you seen him have many good games, central midfielder?
He did play, was it under Mowbray? He did play a few games in the middle, didn't he?
I've never been convinced by it.
And he did play there's some videos of, like, exceptional through balls, which I think is something we've missed for a while. So I just,
yeah, someone who'll keep hold of it.
I just think, for that left foot alone, really, you just can't get rid of him.
I've got him down as a keep as well. Unlike number 13, Boaz Myhill, I would sell. I would say, actually, it's nothing to do with Taxigate. I'd sell Boaz Myhill because I'm not totally sure that the relations, I don't know how long you should keep a hold of a player who's happy not to play. I'm not sure. I don't know how healthy that relationship is between Foster and Myhill. Thought it was interesting they were linked with Sam Johnson, weren't they? And I'd like to see. I'm not actually someone, I don't get too enthused about signing goalkeepers aren't going to play. But I think at this point of Foster's career, I think Foster is due an injury. I want to recruit a goalkeeper that wants to play.
Yeah, I think he's had his chances in the cups, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And he's, a lot of the time, he's been at fault for losing the game. So.
Yes.
I just think he hasn't got the quality we need, for one, and the fact that he's, as a footballer, to be happy to sit there when they've got a short career just to rack money up, it's not the attitude you want either.
We think about it. It's the effect of him on Foster. I think. I think Foster could do with a keeper that comes in that actually looks to play. So next we have number 14, James McLean. What you got?
Keep him. I'm a big fan of McLean.
Really?
I don't know why. I know the quality isn't there, but his work rate is phenomenal. And I know he lets himself down sometimes with his challenges, but, you know, he will do a job in the Championship, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
So he might not have the Premier League quality, but if we're in the Championship looking for someone to come on and just run the full-backs ragged for a bit,
Yeah.
He's your man.
Well, I'm in the same place as well. I put Keith for McLean. I think he's the right kind of personality and so on. What I would say is, I think I've put Keith down for all of these players. I think a bit too similar. As it happens, when you talk about continuity central midfield, I don't know whether or not if we are going to keep all of these players, Phillips, McLean, Burke and so on, we actually need something different as well. We need something with a bit more guile and players who kind of cut in better and that sort of thing. But I'd agree. I think McLean's a good player to have around the team. I'm not going to bother talking about number 15 because Dennis Rose isn't staying and isn't behest. But I will talk about number 16, Ali Gabbia. Keep or sell?
Where do you even start? I can't say I've seen him play really. So I'm not actually sure why we signed him in the first place. I don't know if it was to keep Agassi company while he's here, but. He's never going to get... By the looks of it, he's had chances. It's not like our back line's overperforming at the minute. He could have slotted in, but I just...
I guess my best guess of that would be they thought Evans was going to go. They planned to move across the doors and bring Nyman to the team. They needed an extra body, and that extra body was Gabbia. It's not one that matters, but on the basis that he hasn't managed to push in the team so far, it wouldn't enthuse me that they've made it a permanent signing. I think with the loss of McCauley, with the forthcoming loss of Evans, and I am not totally convinced about Hagazi, they need to be signing starting centre-halves rather than ones that probably are never going to. So next one's an interesting one. What are you going to do with number 17, Oliver Burke?
Well, you keep him, just because he's obviously been brought in for the future, hasn't he? If you look at him, his pace is absolutely rapid. He'll outrun anyone. The problem is his decision making is poor at the minute.
Yeah.
When he has come on, you can see why. I know fans wanted him to start for his pace, but you can see why managers don't trust him, just because he'll run into spaces and leave too much behind him. He doesn't think about what he's doing yet. I think play him in the Championship, get more experience, and he will become a good player.
Yeah,
I'm not sure he's ready yet.
I think as an investment, they've kind of got it. Yeah. I mean, they've spent this 15 million. Realistically, you've got to offer him a make or break. What else are you going to do? Okay, you can't shift him anyway. You might be able to loan him or something. So, no, I would agree. But I mean, it's one of those things. It's I don't know how high hopes I have of it, but I feel like you've got to kind of give him the chance. So, number 18, Gareth Barry. I would sell. I don't think he's offering up now. I think he might become a bit of a scapegoat, so I can appreciate that and that sort of thing, but he actually hasn't had many good games this season. I don't think he's been varying, you know. If you think back to the Pulis days, they never managed to find a balance between Livermore, Krakowiak and Barry and that sort of thing, and I think sometimes Krakowiak was the fall guy for that. I think Krakowiak has a marginally better season than Barry. I'd sell him. He ain't going to get any better.
No, I'd sell him. I think he's lost that yard of pace, hasn't he? Which God, never had anywhere.
He's so
but
slow.
To lose a bit of what he had. And I just think he's clearly struggling towards the end of games now. You can see it. You can see, like, John Terry's gone to Villa and had done well in the Championship.
Yeah.
It's a different game, isn't it, in midfield? You're expected to do a lot more.
Yes.
And to be honest, he's not. We've got to build for the future. We've been putting it off for too long now. And keeping hold of him would just be a step backwards, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's the argument that we've come to every now and then about kind of continuity, but yeah, I just think it's worth it. That actually, the Championship, he actually suits the Championship less than he suits the Premier League. Yeah. Some of the games, I've honestly never ever seen anything. I've never seen instances where a midfielder runs by another midfielder quite so much as I have Gareth Barry this year.
Yeah.
He just looks like he's playing in treacle. So yeah, he's not going to suit the Championship. I don't know what the state of play is with his contract, but if Albion had the opportunity, I wouldn't be renewing it. Yeah. Rodriguez, what about him?
So you have to keep him, I think, just because of how he can play across the front three, maybe drop into number 10 if he has to.
Yeah.
He's another option up front as well. I think I saw a stat earlier actually. The four games we've won, three of them is when Rodriguez started up front.
Oh really?
So I think he's definitely something we can work with to go forward.
Yeah.
I think he's got the quality to be the top goal scorer in that league,
I don't like Rodriguez any less now than I did at the start of the season, in truth. That's not to say I was ever that convinced of them, but yeah, I'd certainly be giving him a go. And I think for the reasons we've talked about with the other strikers, and you just mentioned it there, he's got a lot of kind of uses. I wouldn't want him to be the striker we were banking on to be the kind of top scorer. I think if you look at like where Villa bounced down and bought McCormack, which obviously didn't work, and Codger, which obviously did. I'd want to be spending a lot of money on what you consider to be a kind of a championship banker. But I mean, Rodriguez is going to be able to play alongside whatever striker you bring in, really.
I think he could play on his own as well, though.
Yes, yeah, he could.
He does, you know, I think he's been unlucky this season. I think he plays well and he gets brought back out of the team. I don't see.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Rondon does a lot for the rest of the midfield, holding the ball up and spreading it out, but with Rodriguez, I think he can count himself very unlucky this season.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think he's one of the few players that hasn't necessarily tarnished his reputation too much. Krakowiak, I mean, he's not coming back anyway.
I would keep him because I do think he's a brilliant player, but
120 grand a week on championship.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
Now, I'd agree. Actually, not many people have good things to say about Krakowiak, but I'd agree. I don't think Krakowiak had a terrible season. He certainly underperformed as compared to his billing. But I quite like Krakowiak, and I think if he was next to... Well, no, I don't quite. I think if they've found the right balance, but yeah, it's academic anyway. You're going.
Yeah.
The next one's probably a more interesting one. Given an absolute free hand, would you keep or sell Nasser Chadli?
I'd get rid of him. Yeah. To be honest, I think he's the right player at the wrong time. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He's very. I mean, he was great when he first came, wasn't he? He scored his first three games or something, but I just think he hasn't got. He won't have the work rate that you're going to need from a midfielder in that league, and it's just a waste of time keeping him. You're keeping him on the hope that you're going to be straight back in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Which isn't a given. Definitely not if you look at the teams that might come down as well.
Yeah.
And the ones that aren't going up this season. So I just don't see the point in keeping him.
No, I'd agree. I'd sell him. I haven't seen enough of him to be a big fan of him. And obviously, he veered off over eventually for the Albion. But while I think we actually need a different kind of midfielder, I think actually what you'd do is sell him for 15 or 20 million quid. And buy whatever is the absolute proven championship midfielder for that position. So I'd be selling him. McCauley?
It's with a heavy heart, but you'd have to let him go, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I think he's... don't get me wrong, he's been absolutely brilliant for us. I think he signed when he was 36, didn't he?
32,
sorry. Yeah. He's 36 now. 30. How old is he now?
38
now.
So he's had six or seven terrific
And he'd never played a Premier League game before he came. And he's over 200 now, so... I think he's a great defender, but he hasn't got. He's just past it, hasn't he?
No, he has. Yeah, and I mean, I think it's the. It remains the overarching issue for Albion. Really, I've always said this throughout the season, that you've got a defender who was supreme at defending and scored 7 goals a season, and how do you kind of replace it? And that remains the issue for next season. And I wouldn't mind betting it will still be the issue the season after. But Gareth McCauley looms large. I would say Gareth McCauley. 36, I haven't seen them all, but I wouldn't mind betting that Albion haven't had too many better centre halves than Gareth McCauley ever. But he ain't easy, you know. John Wilde was good, but we ain't going to pick him next year.
I think they will keep him, though.
Do you?
I do think they'll keep him.
Be quite a thing if they did.
I just can't see them letting him go.
Well, I'd like to. They've got to get in a position to be able to do it, but we'll see. So what about Dawson?
I'd keep him.
Yeah.
I know we signed him as a centre half, but he's made him the last 2 seasons, definitely the last season, he's a consistent right back, isn't he? Premier League right back, and you're always going to get at least a 7 out of 10 performance from him. He lets himself down with his delivery. It's poor. But it's nice to have a full back that actually defends. You don't get it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Gary Neville years, and they were defenders, weren't they? Ashley Cole.
Yeah.
Now a lot of them are attackers, failed wingers, really. Whereas Dawson is, he's just. You know what you're going to get with him, and he's reliant, and in the Championship he's perfect. I'd definitely keep him.
So I would put Craig Dawson in the Kieran Gibbs mould of keep, but I don't think we'll keep him, because I think
there'll be a lot of interest.
I think so, because he's a safe pair of hands, really, in the Premier League. He's English, he's the right age and that sort of thing, and I think I'd like to think Albion could fetch somewhere around 15 million quid for him and that sort of thing. But I would keep him. I don't know that I'd be playing him. I think, again, in a team, I agree with what you say, actually, about Dawson specifically and fullbacks are going to defend, but I actually think if Albion are going to go up and they're going to go up playing a different style of football, you'd probably be looking at Dawson centre-half and a new right-back. And I think for the continuity of the side, you know, with Evans going out, and as I keep saying, I'm not sure the Hegazi story continues to be such a happy one. I kind of think we might need Dawson as a centre half, but as I say, I'm not sure.
The problem is, though, he hasn't actually played that well when we've played him in centre half, has he?
He hasn't.
He hasn't played there a lot the last few years.
I'm sure he's a capable Championship centre half, though.
Yeah.
So 26, Hegazi.
I just don't get it, do you? He's not. Don't get me wrong.
The veneer's coming
off. He's had a decent season, but he just looks so flat-footed all the time.
Yeah.
And he gets caught a lot when the ball goes behind him, and he just doesn't seem to be paying attention half the game. Like, if you look, a lot of the time, Evans or Brunt or someone is telling him to keep his head up and think about what he's doing, because, don't get me wrong, he's very good in the air and he's great in corners, and to be honest, it would probably be helpful in the Championship, but as a defender that's going to let... If you look at Championship teams now that are at the top, they've all got fast players that can get in beyond the defence. Hegazi's not your man, if you want to keep them.
No, again, I completely agree. I do think it's an accident waiting to happen. And again, this comes back to the issue of continuity. So what we're now saying is, you know, having accepted that our principal striker that never plays now, Daniel Sturridge, isn't going to be there next year, and that the likelihood that Kukoviak and Barry aren't, we're now probably saying that Evans isn't, and that realistically Hegazi isn't going to be part of the team, which is why I think... We're in a pretty catastrophic place. Yeah. I'd keep Hegazi in answer to the question. But I wouldn't want to rely on him. I'd want another alternative in a back four, I actually think if Hegazi has a place in a team, it's in a team that plays a back three and he kind of plays centrally. He uses the ball okay, wins headers. You know, Darren Moore, Thomas Gardso previously. He could do that role okay, but in a two, he's so reliant on Johnny Evans.
The problem with keeping him on his own in the middle of a three, though, I just don't think he's got the concentration levels to do that.
Yeah.
It's just, if he's your last line of defence, you'd be worrying, wouldn't you? I think if you're going to play him, you need someone that's going to keep him on his toes all game. Cause
I think I'm worrying in general looking at this.
It is pretty depressing, isn't it, when you look?
Yeah, I think we're getting towards the end now to probably the more simple things. Samfield.
Keep.
Yeah, and I think to kind of get into the team, Raheem Harper.
I'd keep, you know. I think we need to start looking at, if you look at some of the young talent we let go, I think it's time we started to reap the benefits from it.
And the Championship gives an opportunity to do that, doesn't it?
Definitely. I mean,
part of the problem has been, you look at like Chris Wood, he just fundamentally wasn't good enough for at that point, whereas as it happens, because the kind of expectation will dip a bit, yeah, it's plausible that Field will be good enough.
And Harper. Raheem Harper.
Yes, sorry, yes, and Harper, yeah. Final one, Lico.
I'd definitely keep.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know he got benched after a bit at Bristol City, but he was tearing it up when he first went. And he's got pace, he's something, he can play wide. I just think the amount of players we're going to lose, he's perfect. He might not be a starting player, but, you know, 10 minutes from the end, bring him on. Running beyond defenders, I think he'll be perfect.
He's another.
And he'll develop a lot next season.
Well, he's another one like Burke. Next season is the. I mean, he's a young man, but it's a make or break. If he's going to, what should be a team that would that will see a bit of the ball in the Championship, he should be getting opportunities. So we've gone through that now. That makes it. I make it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players that we've said would sell. We think that obviously Daniel Sturridge isn't. Isn't staying anyway, and there's you can add to that three more players that we think will go. And just to come back to that, this just to end on a really terrifically depressing point, we've really outlined a scenario where realistically our entire spine goes. It's going to be a remarkable turnaround, isn't it? To make this team into a functional Championship team next year.
We've brought this on ourselves though, because we've had this exact issue every season for I'd say 4 years now, where the team's aging. We need to bring more players in, and because we're in the Premier League, we've overperformed, basically. Yeah. They've been happy with it, kept the team, and eventually your luck was going to run out. Now where'd you go? You're going to have to... It's depressing when you look... It's like Villa. It's the same scenario.
Yeah.
And we're going to... I can't see us coming back up next year.
No,
there's too
not.
Much to do in the summer. And I think it's just damage limitation now. Make sure we have a solid season.
Yeah, I just think they need to do things back, by the way. I absolutely agree. I keep saying this, for Albion next season, see Hull this season, you know, that they aren't set up for this. It's going to be a massive kind of a massive shake-up and that sort of thing. I mean, I really hope they are. And what I would say is they absolutely need to be using the time they have now with 9 games to go, knowing they're going to be... The one advantage Albion have is they know they're going down. So what are you doing? How are you preparing for that sort of thing? Know you're going down. Know you're losing 15 players. Know you're getting a new manager. How on earth are you going to make all that work together? How are you going to blend the team? The obvious, the smart answer would appear to be recruit your players early and get ready, you know, a la Wolves. Very different scenario, but a la Wolves, you know, get your manager and get ready. And
that's
do you have any hope whatsoever that would happen?
I just don't.
No, never do.
We're too... The problem with, if you look at successful clubs, they've got a very proactive board. Ours is the complete opposite. Yep. Just reacts to everything that's going wrong. Whereas I personally think we could have stopped this 2 years ago if we'd have, you know, put money into the squad just to keep it ticking over instead of just relying on the old guard, which we're going to be doing next season, really, by the looks of it. And it's not going to work. Eventually, as soon as, with their age, it's the same problem with us, isn't it? We decline as well. And
another unforgivable thing, I think, another thing I think has happened aligned to it is not only have they not replaced the players, but they've paid them more and more and more. You know, with the 12th best players in the Premier League, I think our average player earns $43,000 a week. And you look at this and you think, well, why? Why do they? So at some levels, that the going down, at least, like, you know, the 50% flex downs, that sort of thing, gives you an opportunity to amend that, but it's just such an absolute destruction of the team and everything alongside a manager that it's just, you know, how do you kind of cope with that?
It's so frustrating because I think the club always had this plan of making themselves an established Premier League team. They did that and then they didn't know where to go next, and we've just declined since, and it's so frustrating because we could have easily pushed on, I think, if we'd have spent a bit of money, which we did have.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't see how this has happened. It's so
impressive. Well, you look at, the example, for Albion last year, see Burnley this year, but Burnley look a bit more stable. You know, they lost Michael Keane, they managed to deal with it. Their team isn't terrifically old, you know, they're not having to replace 38-year-old centre-halves or etc.
They've got an identity as well, I think.
Yeah.
They haven't. I think we're just, I mean, no one was happy with the Pulisic identity.
Yeah.
And it was meant to be short term, but because it was doing a job and keeping money coming in the club, they've stayed with it.
Yeah.
Whereas now we're in, look at us now, we're in purgatory, aren't we, really? We don't know what's going on.
But, well, to bring it to what I think might be a more upbeat way of looking at it, it's probably going to be interesting. You know, we're going to have a big summer of a big turnaround in the summer, hopefully a new manager. Certainly, it's going to be an interesting season this year with all these new players. But let us know what you think about this. You can find us on Twitter at Woodman Podcast. You can find both Kieran and myself on Twitter as well. And as I keep saying, this is an Albion Fans podcast, so if you want to get involved in these conversations, get in touch with us. But in the meantime, thank you for joining us this week on Woodman Corner.